What's going on, my friends? It's Walid Azami. So today we are talking about photographing Jennifer Lopez. I shot her, and also how did I get to photograph J-Lo and other celebrities like her, right? So I'm going to break it down to five really important things that I think I've done early on in my career, and I want to share that with you in this podcast. Now, to the people that are sensitive with sometimes bad words, when I get really passionate, I cuss, okay? The other thing too is make sure that there are no minors, or, you know, just judge accordingly, but fair warning. So let's go ahead and start with, I think that there's a lot of, obviously taking beautiful pictures is one thing, but the other part of it is, this is what I really want photographers to understand, and the whole purpose of this channel is that it's about a business. It's cliche, but it's the show business. It's your photography business. And that's why I'm so passionate about helping photographers do so well in photography, because it's about the business. You could take the most beautiful picture, but if you don't know how to market it, you're done. You could take terrible pictures, but if you are great at marketing, you're going to do a lot better than most people. So having said that, let's go ahead and start. I'm going to break down about five reasons why I think I've had early on success, besides the obvious, which I do think I take beautiful pictures, right? So if you're starting in photography, and or you're somewhere along the middle of photography, it doesn't matter, you can always learn from each other. Just pay attention to this. Do you want to get into celebrity photography? This isn't a prerequisite for that. You can get into landscape photography and still learn a whole bunch just by what I'm saying today. So take notes, five main components, and then of course, as always, you can click the link in the description of the bio or description of the, of this podcast, and it's going to take you to the article directly if you want to read more about it, okay? So let's go ahead and start, and I'm gonna say one thing that I think if you're not familiar with who I am, how I speak, I'm completely the tough love guy. I don't know how to sugarcoat, nor do I ever really want to be a sugarcoater. I just don't see any purpose in those people, right? So let's go ahead, and if I seem very passionate about it, if I seem like I'm yelling at you, know that it's coming from a place of tough love. And also, I'm Middle Eastern, so a lot of times when we get excited, it sounds like we're screaming at you. We're not. It's just literally how we're built, okay? So point number one, take notes, please. Bookmark this. Do what you got to do. Point number one, don't lie to yourself. Let's start hard, okay? Stop lying to yourself and stop lying to everybody else, because that right there is theft. So ask yourself these questions. Ask yourself this first question right now. Would you hire yourself as a photographer? Ask yourself, really, would you hire yourself? Because I think that if we were to break it down, let's break it down into subcategories, right? Do you have what it takes to photograph someone's most special day? Do you have the skills, the know-how, the knowledge, the right equipment? Do you have the expertise to be able to act really fast, take charge, get her walking down the aisle, get his reaction, you know, get all the guests, get the prettiness of the church or the mosque or temple or whatever, and do it right and get it in focus and get it sharp and get it exposed properly? Because if you don't, the best thing you can do for your career is be honest with yourself and say, I'm not there yet. Do you have the expertise to photograph somebody's new baby, your celebrities, your fashion lines, whatever it is? Because if you don't, and you are honest enough to admit it, you're already fucking ahead of everybody else. Because admitting it is one of the biggest hills. And if you can admit it and say, you know what, I do need more help, pat yourself on the back for that, okay? So how do you get help? Well, there's so many ways. This is one of them, a podcast dedicated for you to make money from photography. You know, there's a lot of resources, other great photographers, myself. I'm actually probably the only celebrity photographer giving this much access in the whole world, to be honest with you. There really is no other one that's giving this much access. And that's why also I've started my photography course, which is a mentorship program course designed to hold your hand from every single step of the idea of starting a business all the way to making a lot of money from it. So invest in schooling for yourself. You know, we invest in camera bodies and lights and gear, but we don't know how to use it. It's the weirdest thing. It's kind of like buying a race car and not taking driving classes. Yeah, you'll take some pictures. Yeah, you'll drive the car, but you're not going to be that great, right? So invest in yourself. If it's not in me, if it's not with me, invest in somebody else that is great. But do yourself this one favor and make sure that whoever is teaching the course, they've already accomplished what you wish to accomplish in your life. So that's a really big indicator there if the course is going to be crap or if it's going to be great content, okay? The second part of this, we're still on point one, is are you reliable and do you return phone calls? Because if you have the millennial attitude, that what people always label it as, is that millennial attitude of like, oh, I only text. Well, fuck you. Fuck you, because you're not gonna go very far. Because the people that wanna put $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $8,000 into their wedding, their photo shoots, $20,000, $30,000, they don't want a damn millennial attitude. So get your head out of your ass and learn how to be a grown ass adult and pick up the phone and talk. And this is what I mean by tough love. Like, if I didn't give a shit about you guys, I wouldn't talk like this, right? But fuck that attitude of, oh, I don't text. You guys, you know, I have a friend that's a very, very accomplished stylist. I stopped hiring him because I would call him for a job and he sends me a voicemail first. And then he texts back and he's like, yo, what's up? What's up? I'm like, what's up? And I was like, I'm calling about a job. And he's like, hey, mind if we text? And it's not like I'm insensitive. It's not like he's on set or something, right? He's like, I just like texting. Okay, well, fuck you. Bye. So I don't even respond to anything. I think I did that with him two or three times. And finally, he was like, why do you always call me for jobs? And then it falls through. And I said, oh, no, it doesn't fall through. You fall through. I don't fall through. You fall through. Because you choose to have a 17-year-old mentality as a grown-ass 30-something-year-old man. And I don't want to play with 17-year-olds. I want to talk to a grown-ass man or a grown woman and conduct business. And I don't conduct business via text. I don't care about the rest of the world. I don't do that. And if I'm paying your check, you play by my rules, okay? And you guys, these clients, because people don't get on the phone as much, you want to make sure that you pick up the damn phone when they call, or you return their call as soon as you can, or if you're such a texter, text them and say, hi, it's Waleed, I'm on set, I will check your voicemail in about 20 minutes, and then may I call you later today? At least they know that they're being acknowledged. Because put yourself in their shoes. When they are calling you, they're pretty close to making a decision. Now they're actually calling and attaching their voice to it. They're not just, you know, going through your website or Instagram, right? So why don't you want to call them as soon as possible? The longer you wait to call them, the more time you give them to research another photographer. Pick up the damn phone. Be a grown-up. Pick up the phone and talk like a damn adult. It's passion, you guys. It's not anger, okay? Number three. Well, the third part of the first point is, I don't call person? Oh, well, then the fuck with you. I don't even want to deal with those people, right? Get your ass on the phone and talk. If you want money, get your ass on the phone and talk. Okay. The other part of this is, are you making it easy for them to hire you? Yes, picking up the phone is one part of it, but does your website have your contact information? Is it readily available? Is it like at the footer and the header of each page? Is there a contact form button that's pretty big and easy to find? Because if it's not, it better be there, right? Make it easy for them. Is your gallery self-explanatory where they're like, hey, wow, look at these amazing pictures of food photography. Oh, there's some cars too. Ooh, there's some brides. Oh, is that a pet? I don't know. Let's just go to someone that specializes in this, because I don't know if my pictures are going to turn out fashiony or scrumptious or documentary. You know what I'm saying? Make it easy for them. Make it so easy that when they visit your website, they're like, all right, I get it. Like, this person specializes in this. Let me talk to them. They're the one that can hold my hand through this. Okay? So make sure that you guys make it very easy for them. All right, that was a lot on point one. Point two is a little heavy one too. There are four main groups of people in your life, in my life, in general. All right, so number one, and you guys please click the link in the description of the podcast because it goes really into detail, okay? Number one, you have four kinds of people. The supporters. Number two, you have the cancers. Number three, you have the distractors. And number four, you have the invisible. Let's go real quickly into each one. Your supporters, they are your family. They're your best friends. They're the people that are like, yo, Waleed, congrats on shooting Jennifer. Waleed, you're amazing. Waleed, I'm so impressed. I grew up with you. Waleed, you work so hard. Go for it. Good job. I'm proud of you. Hey, everybody, check out my friend Waleed, right? Replace my name with your name, of course. Love these people. God bless these people. Every person has to fall into one of three categories: promote, demote, or fire. Let me say that again. Promote, demote, or fire. Fit everybody into one of those boxes. All right, so here we go. Those people get promoted. Those people get more of your time. They get more of your attention and more of your support. Be really willing to give back, okay? The cancers, group number two. These people, they have so much shit in their own life that they just spill shit all over in you. Okay, they scare you from your big dreams. They tell you to settle for less. They bring their own unhappiness into your life. They're miserable. So you know what? You should be miserable too. Those are people on Facebook that put those status updates. I guess it's another bad day. And then you're like, all right, I'll take the bait. What happened? You know, they're constantly a dark cloud, okay? Those people, they're the cancers. You don't know them. They have a very, very special skill. The cancers have a very special skill. It's a superpower that you don't want to get near. And what it is, it's like this vortex. It's like a hurricane or a tornado. You don't even have to like be in their life. You just get near their life and it sucks you in so fast and you don't know what happened. But next thing you know, you're flying around with shit all over you. And it sinks you and it destroys you, and they deserve to be admired and loved from afar. But you know what? I'm worried about your future. I'm worried about your income. So I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about the people that are listening to this channel and making sure that they're successful, right? So what I want you to do is love them from afar. Keep your dreams away from them. Keep your hopes away from them, okay? And keep your time away from them. These people do not get promoted. They do not get demoted. They get fired. Done. Sorry. It could be blood. It could be a cousin. It could be a neighbor. It could be a coworker, a peer. It could be anybody. Cut them or you'll sink. All right. Cut them out for real. Please. All right. The distractors. God bless these people. I have so many of these people in my life, right? The distractors, they are not intentionally harmful. The problem is they just have no vision for their own future and they worry about being in the immediate. So they're like, come on, just go out with us tonight. And you're like, I'm working. Come on, please. And you're like, I'm working. So they don't see the big picture. They distract you. They're like, come on, stop working. Just work with us or hang out with us. Wake up earlier tomorrow. Do your work. They'll keep you away from your dreams. Not because they want you to fail. These people are not like the cancers. Not because they want you to fail. These people are so short-sighted that they cannot see your big vision, so they just don't want to be alone. They love a social setting. They're great. Demote them. Give them limited time. Demote those people, okay? And you can read a lot more about this on my blog post. The fourth one, you guys, oh, my heart breaks for this. I'm guilty of this a lot, is the invisible. The invisible are those soldiers. They are saints. They have your back. They fight for you. They talk about you in the most positive ways. They love every picture you post. They put a little comment. They share. They say they're proud of you. And you and I don't pay them any attention. For one reason or another, maybe they're too attainable. Maybe they're too just easily accessible. Maybe we're just assholes. But we take advantage of these people. We take them for granted. And what I want you to do before the new year is make a list of all the people in your life that fall into the invisible category. All right. When you fall into the invisible category, what's really unique about these is that they are hardcore loyal to you, but you don't even know it. But once they flip to the other side, they're gone forever. And you're gonna, like, when all the dust has settled, you're like, dude, I miss so-and-so. All right, so make an inventory of who these people are. Give them more time, give them more love, give them more attention, because these are good people for you. There's two groups we want to promote, so you promote these people. Two groups we want to promote. One we want to demote, one we want to fire. All right. Point number three, suggest your own jobs. I suggested the Jennifer Lopez job. I emailed the manager and I was like, yo, how are you? I haven't talked to you in a while. I want to shoo her because I had five meetings with them before about jobs where I did not get the job. Okay. So I suggested, and he's like, you know what? Your timing is impeccable because I was talking about you the other day, and can you come to rehearsals tonight? And I was like, oh, okay. And guess what though? If I didn't suggest that job, I wouldn't have Jennifer Lopez on my profile today or on my portfolio. Suggest your own jobs. So here's an example for people doing like fashion, e-commerce, or weddings, or cars, or whatever. Suggest an upsell of, 15-second Instagram videos, GIFs, suggest, okay? A lot of times, I would say 1 in 3, they're gonna take the bait. And it's great, you get extra money. And if they don't, they at least know that you're capable of doing it. So you've still done yourself a service. Point four, keeping this one short, but read about it in the podcast. Recognize opportunity when it's there and even when it's not there. Sometimes your biggest setback is an opportunity for you to learn. Not booking a job is an opportunity for you to learn, okay? So recognize everything. Recognize the opportunity in everything. Someone shows you their true colors, get the fuck out. See the opportunity in what they're telling you. Get the fuck out, okay? Somebody tells you, hey, can I introduce you to somebody? See the opportunity in what a good person that is. Look always, look the big picture. Look at the subcontext. Look at the spiritual context of things, okay? So practice that. You guys are gonna get really good at it. The fifth one, I love this one, but it's the vaguest one. Not Vegas as in Las Vegas, the vaguest one. The world owes you nothing. I don't owe you a damn shit. Okay, but you owe the world kindness. And me too, of course. Every human does, okay? Let me explain to you why the world doesn't owe you shit and why that's so good. As soon as you realize, I don't owe you a damn thing, the next person doesn't owe you a damn thing. Everything is on your shoulders. Your success is on your shoulders. And you have that light bulb moment and you're like, wait. So if it's all up to me, then how I shoot is up to me too, right? Yep. How much I charge is up to me too, right? Yep. How hard I work to see how high my career goes is up to me? Hell yeah. And so when you win, because you will, if you're dedicated, you will win. When you win, the world didn't give you that. You gave yourself that. And you should be very proud of that. And if you fail, the world didn't fail you. You failed you. But whatever you do, when you reach success, there's no way somebody training under me is not going to be successful, okay? It's like, I'm setting you guys up for the best path to success. When you are successful, whatever you do on your way up, when you're up there, and on your way down, because everything is cyclical, goes up and down and back up, do it with kindness always. And that's the kindness that you owe to the world. Help people so they don't repeat your mistakes. This whole How to Photograph platform is my answer to that, right? When you have the opportunity to hire someone at a slightly higher rate, just because you know it's gonna help them out, do that for them. When you can give a little creative direction to your client who's starting a new business, and you know that they're scared and they're kind of tapped out on money, call them and be like, hey, I noticed you seemed a little stressed. Do you mind if I come for a couple of hours tomorrow night and just off the clock help you out a little? Do it. Just do that. That's the kind of people we aim to be. Those are the kind of people that are successful in life and in business. Okay, so that's me on my soapbox. I grazed over all of this. These are really important points. Click the link in the description. And also the course that I'm offering, I'm gonna talk about that just for 1 minute. There is no other course like it. This is the course that I wanted when I started. It is a powerful, robust course that's gonna cover everything for you. And it's not even a course, as it's a mentorship. And it's by me, somebody that started out doing weddings and portraits and baby pictures, to celebrities, to magazines and album covers and fashion commerce, to graduated to directing commercial branded content and then music video, and got nominated for video of the year, now creative directing for big companies, now teaching you guys. I've done it all. So when you guys, that's who's teaching you, basically, right? So if you're interested in that, who is it for? It's for the people who have been in business under 3 years and they're not happy with where they are, and they need someone to say, okay, look, let's go on a fast track to success. And they understand that the one course will be paid for in full by your first client, if you do it right. At most, your second client, but I won't say most of you guys, your first client will cover it. It's for those people that recognize that this is an investment, just like a new lens is, just like a new light is, right? This is an investment to learn how to use the tools that you have. Who is it not good for? People that are already making great money. Save your money on this one, because this is really walking people through what you've already set up for yourself. It's fast tracking them, it's getting them on, starting on the best foot with maximum momentum, right? But if you have that momentum going for you, you can learn a lot of things, but save your money on this one. For the people in business for more than 3 years and super profitable every single year, this course is not for you, all right? But do listen to all the channels. I think that there's things I can offer you that can help you. So those links, my friends, are in the description of this podcast. The direct link to this story on the blog and the link to sign up and get more information for my How to Photograph from Passion to Profit course, which starts at the top of the year in January, but you can start at any point. And then it is a timed 12-week course that you can actually take over and over and over, because it has lifetime membership. So you enjoy the benefits of all the updates that'll happen over the years and everything, and also all the vendor discounts that everyone is gonna get that we're negotiating right now, okay? So, I hope that helps you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast. Please, more than that, share this podcast, because people can really learn. And the more people that follow the same rules, the easier it is for all of us to rise up and start making more money, because then the whole industry is starting to move towards a positive momentum, okay? My name is Waleed Azami. If this helped you, please subscribe. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I would really appreciate an honest review from you. spending a lot of time making sure that you guys are set on the right path, and the reviews help the podcast be seen by more people, which means more of us apply the same rules, which means the industry changes as a whole. Okay, thank you so much. I will talk to you guys next time.